Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today on this wonderful Tone It Up Tuesday. Yes, our magnificent Monday, it will be back soon. I am still kind of working some things out. This is our month to put your best thoughts forward, and I've been putting my best thoughts forward by taking the time to really ensure that when we go into the second, third, and fourth quarters, that we bring it in a big way, and you guys just do life with power all over the place, that you just recognize that you are built by design to win beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I'm setting out to prove to you that whatever you think, that's how it's going to be, and you are going to win no matter what. So I've been taking a break to refine some things, and you're going to see a lot of those changes and hear a lot of those changes on our podcast. So hang in there with me. Normally, we do have our shows Monday through Friday. I'm contemplating going back to doing the shows, a show on Sunday periodically, which talks or explains a lot about your spirituality. So if you guys got to have some input and you say, hey, yeah, we want to hear about that, put it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Go there and, let us hear from you. Let us know what you want. Let us know what you think. Well, let's get on with our topic today. Our topic is keep moving. Now, it is so important. When it comes to putting your best thoughts forward, sometimes your thoughts can get interrupted, or sometimes your best intentions get interrupted. And usually, if your best intentions are interrupted, it is done because of the fact that your thoughts have shifted towards taking you away from you doing your best or focused or achieving that goal that you were focused on or you said that you wanted to achieve. And so I'm going to give you 5 points today that will explain to you why it is important for you to keep moving. No matter what you do, it is so important to keep moving forward when it comes to putting your best thoughts forward. If you want to put your best thoughts forward, you've got to put one foot in front of the other no matter what. And it doesn't have to all be done in a day. And see, the thing about putting your best foot forward or putting your best and putting your best thoughts forward, this will help you to become more physically fit. Now, what made me think about that is I ran a 5K. I don't know if I share it with you guys, but I kind of backed down from the 15K because I had done a 10K and I said, you know what? I'm not ready for a 15K yet. So I am going to do a 15K. But remember when I kept doing the 5Ks, and I think it took me like 3 years to get to doing a 10K. But it's not going to take me 3 years to do a 15K. Why? Because I am recommitting and becoming more committed to making that happen. So I'm going to say that I will get a 15K done within the next 12, over the next 12 months. Somewhere, somehow, one of these 15K races, I'm going to run it like nobody's business. However, I did run a 5K here in Jacksonville. We had the Gate River Run, which is one of the largest marathon or 15K runs in the country. And They have a 15K and they have a 5K, and then they have like the 1K, I think it is for kids, or 1 mile actually for children. So I did the 5K with a friend. We had an amazing time. She's actually my accountability partner, and it was so much fun. Great exchange of lots of positive energy, lots of recommitting to certain goals. So it was really a great, let's say, exercise building and a success exercise building opportunity for both of us. And it made me think about the fact that we kept moving no matter what. When we were going through the race, it is all about the fact that you're going to keep moving so that you can get to the end of the finish line, get to that finish line and cross that finish line and be excited about it. Now, my accountability partner is more of a runner than I am, and so she actually is a true accountability partner in that as we started to sprint across the finish line, she was, some steps in ahead of me, and she actually slowed down and waited for me and said, "Hey, let's cross the finish line together." How awesome was that? Now, it would have been great if she had just gone ahead and done her thing, but because I wasn't that far behind her. But that's not the point. The point is that she really, we were true partners that day when we crossed that finish line. And it solidified our partnership as accountability partners when it comes to us achieving our goals. And so it actually allowed us to bond better. And as a result, as I said, we refined some goals and made some stronger commitments as to what we were going to achieve, even over this next week. And so that's the beautiful part about it. See, and that's what made me think about talking about the importance of keep moving. When you keep moving, when you move forward, no matter what, when you just don't shut down, you are going to, some things are going to take place in your mind, in your heart, and how you feel about you and how you feel about actually achieving those goals that you set. And one of the things that happened was we open our minds. So that's the first thing that I think will happen to you when you keep moving. See, when we stop moving, we're shutting down. We're shutting down and slowing down our energy, our achievement energy, and as a result, we're also closing off our minds because we're sending a strong message that says, listen, we're not that great, and we really don't think that we can achieve the goals that we set. So the first thing is that when you keep moving forward, no matter what it looks like, and no matter what the distance is or what the goal is, if you truly are inspired by the goal and you it is an intentional goal, then you know what? You're going to open your mind. And so if you want to know all about what it means to be intentional, because I think that's the reason why a lot of people don't achieve their goals and they're not on point with their goals. So, because they don't understand that it's more to it than just setting a SMART goal, but it's about being intentional. I talk about this in detail with charts and in my book, my new book, Start Winning. And so you want to check that out. You can get it on Amazon.com, or if you're listening to this at blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, there's a link there, or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can see it there, right there on the homepage. So anyway, when you keep moving, you actually open your mind. So opening your mind allows you to not only see your goals clearly, but kind of strengthens your resolve to make that commitment and become more intentional about achieving them. Also, when you open your mind, you can see just so much clearer. And so when you keep moving forward, it brings that focus and clarity when there is chaos, or where it seems like there's no way out, or you don't know how you're going to make something happen. And so opening, when you keep moving, things just open up for you. Why? Because your energy is saying, listen, I am serious. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to make it happen. And what happens is, and this is a great illustration, what happens when you open that mind, your mind, and you have that focus and that clarity, then what happens is others will join you in that. You will get support from others. So this is sort of like my accountability partner who could have crossed the finish line ahead of me. Instead, she joined me and we crossed it together. So when you keep moving, people will be there to not only cheer you on, but people will be there to support you, to help you reach your goals. So this is the beautiful part about continuing to move. So whatever your fitness goals are, your mental goals, if you want to sharpen your mind and just really take goal achievement to a whole nother level, then this is how one of the ways that you do it. You just keep moving. So it opens your mind. It brings focus and clarity where there is chaotic thinking or even chaos in your life. When you keep moving forward, eventually you're going to move right out of the chaos. The third thing is that it strengthens your resolve to win and achieve. See, what happens is when you keep moving, you will eventually start to see the finish line. You will eventually start to say, hey, I can do this. I can go the distance. I can make this happen. So even though I've run 5Ks several times and I had no doubt about the fact that I would finish it, it's still, as I saw the finish line, it strengthened my resolve. I went faster and to really win and achieve in a big way about this. So or achieve the goal in a bigger way. And so I could have taken my time because it wasn't that big of a deal in this case, but it was more like a fun run. And so, but the thing is that even though when I saw the finish line, because I kept moving, it still strengthened my resolve to win, and it strengthened my resolve to achieve, and to achieve big, to achieve on a higher level, because all of a sudden, you know, I could see that I had gone the distance and that, hey, you were about to, hey, Pat, you're about to reach your goal. So keep moving, no matter what your goals are. What are your fitness goals? You know, sometimes we can have these relapses, or we can stop going forward, or we can allow something to distract us. But you know what? Take the time to get back on track so that you can continue to move forward and get to where it is you want to be. The other thing is that when you keep moving, no matter what things look like, when you keep your goal in mind and finishing that goal and crossing that finish line to getting to where it is you want to be, this causes obstacles to yield to your idea of success. In other words, where you thought that, wow, I don't know how I'm going to finish this. I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. But you know what? I'm going to make this happen, because now you have become more dedicated, more intentional, more focused on achieving the goals that you set. And so when you do that, now obstacles are going to, even though the obstacles are going to still exist, what's going to happen is you're going to almost like, it's like having x-ray vision. You're going to see your way clear to making it happen. You're going to see your way to overcoming whatever those challenges are. And as a result, it's going to make you stronger. And which brings me to another point. It's going to build your confidence and your confidence in your ability to be a finisher, to complete the goals that you set. Those obstacles, all your maybes and will start to dissolve in your mind, and you're just going to feel like a winner, because finishers feel like winners. That's what happens. They know that they're going to finish. So when those obstacles start to yield to your idea of success, you are going to really want to make not only that goal happen, but instantly your mind starts saying, hey, if we can achieve this goal, then we can achieve the next goal. And that's what happened on our 5K race. After we did the 5K run, my accountability partner and I, as I said, we recommitted to some goals, or we recommitted to doing certain things so that we can move forward faster, so we can move forward with more clarity, so we can move forward with more precision, and so that we can move forward with confidence and just really position ourselves come from that position of strength, so that we can achieve beyond measure when it comes to the goals that we set. So we can go above and beyond even the goal that we set. So we made that commitment. So that's a powerful way to be. It's a powerful way to feel. It's a powerful way to think. And when you can let go, and this is not one of the 5 points, but let's just put this one in here. When you keep moving, what happens is eventually you let go and you just fly. You soar. You run. You move. You pick up speed. You are so excited because you are moving towards a goal that is inspiring you, a goal that you will achieve, that will allow you to put something into the lives of other people, that will allow you to get the lifestyle that you want, that will allow you to truly recognize and accept the fact that you are built by design to win. So this is the beautiful part about keep moving. Sometimes when things happen and we encounter obstacles or we don't see results, we stop. We want to stop moving. We stop doing anything. Okay, we kind of freeze up. But you want to unfreeze and you want to keep moving. Don't let fear cause you to freeze up. Don't let anything stop you. Because here's the thing. When you can keep moving, it's going to just really boost your faith and it is going to shrink or melt away your fear. And that's the importance of moving forward and going for your goals and being excited about where you're headed in your life. And think about this. If you've not met your fitness goals, or if you kind of were on your way to making it happen, which a lot of people, starting January 1st, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Or January 2nd, after New Year's, you know, once they recover from hangovers or whatever, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. They do it, and then for a few weeks, and then they fizzle out. Well, here's the thing. Get back in the game. Put your best thoughts forward. Start imagining yourself going to that gym, imagining yourself walking, imagining yourself running, imagining yourself doing your favorite exercises, something that excites you. And you know what? To come, that's why I'm taking the time to really bring you something more that will help you to stay the course with your goals. Because to come on our show, we have some really great things for you. And we keep refining things because that's how life is. You keep, you know, refining and revealing more of the most powerful you. Now, people say that you become powerful, but here's the thing. You already are powerful. You already are a winner. You just have to reveal it. You just have to unveil it. You just have to release it. You just have to let it kind of show itself. So when we say that you're built by design to win on our show, what we're telling you is that, listen, this is how God made you. He built you to win. And so if you're already built to win, you don't have to go out and become a winner. You just have to release the winner in you that's already there. Unveil it, and you have to start winning. Now, in my book, Start Winning, you know, I give some really great diagrams that explain that. And with a lot of the free gifts that come with that book, you guys are going to love it, because the free gifts that come, they explain to you how to really kind of build and strengthen your power cores so that you can become the winner you were meant to be. So that when you have a goal in your mind, you do it. So that if you encounter fear, you're able to overcome it, tackle it, and just knock it down. So that if you set a fitness goal, you're able to reach that goal and you're not holding back or pulling back or stopping yourself from winning on the level you were designed to win. See, you're already there, but the only thing that's stopping you is you're not letting it come out. You're holding it back. Think about this. When someone compliments you and tell you that you're good at something, or someone says that you look good in a dress or a suit, or that you're sharp or you're smart, or you did a great job on a project, I mean, do you say thank you, or do you say, yeah, I did do a great job on that, but thank you for noticing? Or do you cower down and go, yeah, I did okay? Listen, winners don't cower down. And we want to understand what it means to win. And it's not just about making lots of money. Winning is just so much more than that. that. And so when you understand what it is, then you're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are built by design to win. You're going to keep moving so that you can open your mind, so that you can strengthen your resolve to win and achieve. You can bring focus and clarity where there's chaos, and you can cause obstacles to yield to your idea of success. You can build your confidence in your ability to be a finisher, and then things are really going to, all of the negative things or unpleasant things or the challenges, fitness challenges that you may have, those things are going to dissolve. They are going to kind of not be an issue for you anymore. You're going to be more excited about taking care of the physical side of your body, your body is the physical side, or taking care of your physical self, okay, which includes your brain and your body and so much more. So, and your physical environment. And so really keep moving. Whatever it is you're going through, you know, put your best thoughts forward. Keep your best thoughts at the forefront of your mind. And finish this quarter strong, because for the next three quarters, you guys, I got to tell you, we're going to really just pull out all the stops. It's just going to be amazing. You know, this is the year to go bold, big, huge. You know, it's really interesting. I have to say this as we wrap up for today. It's really interesting that, you know, I pray every year, I pray over what our theme will be for the year. And it's interesting that, and this lets you know how we're connected as human beings. I came up with the idea of going bold. And it's funny, as soon as I announced it, it seemed like it was on every magazine, articles everywhere, internet. And I thought, man, they're stealing my stuff. But they weren't stealing it. I'm being funny. They weren't stealing things from me. But it's about the fact that winners think alike. People who want to win, people who want to thrive, they think alike. And so as a result, boldness is in our air now, because I think people have been cowering down and not doing life with power in the past, and they're tired of it. And I can tell you, if you want to learn how to go bold, if you want to learn how to win, Designing Your Life Today is the show. Whatever's going on in your life, listen, know this. You can overcome it. You can get to the next level. You can put your life back on track if you feel like it's off track. But know this, your life is, it's on track. You just have to keep moving so that you can see your way clear to the massive success that's waiting for you, be it in your physical fitness life, financial life, doesn't matter, spiritual life, doesn't matter what it is, you guys. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys on this Tone It Up Tuesday. Tone up your mind, tone up your body, tone up your physical environment where you live through decluttering and other things, and you know what to do. Do life with power. You guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. And remember, you are in fact built by design to win. And, you know, I got to say this once again, we are working on some really neat things, and I want to have some downloads, that free downloads for you guys that you can use. You can print them off and put them in a notebook or wherever you want to put them, and some specialized products and materials that you can use that will help make your journey to success a lot easier, your journey to revealing your most successful self a lot easier. There, that sounds so much better, doesn't it? Hey, you guys, have a great day. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it, or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get gold posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do.